So there is no cure for COVID, and this is certainly not it. What we're trying to do is we're trying to bolster the immune system, because the reality is most of us, or many of us, are going to be exposed to this virus. And there's going to be variability between who goes on to contract it when they are exposed, and then how they respond to the virus when it gets into their body.
COVID-19 has taken the world by storm, and with it, there is a sense of helplessness. How do we fight off a virus that seems unavoidable and to date has no treatment or vaccine? As South Africans confront the easing of lockdown restrictions and the reopening of schools, the question of how best to prepare is foremost in the minds of many. Is the use of face masks, physically distancing ourselves from one another, and the washing of hands the only defense we can deploy against the virus? According to Dr. Yael Joffe, Chief Science Officer at 3x4 Genetics, there is another step you can take to prepare your immune system to fight off the virus.
We've identified groups of people or demographics of people who are more susceptible to contracting the virus. And if they do contract the virus, they're obviously more likely to have a really bad outcome. Could be fatal, but could be quite severe. And there's a lot of talk about age, and there's a lot of talk about existing medical conditions. So if you know you have asthma or emphysema or diabetic or heart disease or any lung condition, then you already know that you're more susceptible. But actually, that's really not the majority of us. And the reality is that the majority of us are sitting, and maybe we're kind of in the middle ages, 20s, 30s, even 40s, 50s. And we don't have a disease per se. And we're thinking like, so how do we fit into this conversation? And what we're seeing around us, so talking to our friends and family, is we're hearing stories where individuals who we thought they're kind of like us, they fit and they're healthy and they do the right thing. Why are they getting COVID? And then why are they having kind of a severe reaction? So there's a lot of interest in this question of why does one person respond differently to another. The story is that we've been very simplistic in how we look at immunity and the immune system. And one of the things that's happened because of the marketplace really is there's been a lot of this kind of vitamin mania. You know, we all grabbing, well, vitamin C off the shelf and vitamin D and zinc. And, you know, the one industry that's doing really well through COVID is the supplement industry. But the point is, that doesn't give us insight into understanding why would I respond differently from you if I were to go get COVID? And would I be more susceptible to contracting it than you would? And how can I get that understanding? Where is that sitting?
3x4 Genetics works in the field of nutritional genomics, which is the science and study of the relationship between the human genome, nutrition, and health. Dr. Joffe explains that the individual's reaction to COVID-19 varies from person to person, and our body's response can be optimized on a personalized level as well.
The interesting thing, Peter, when we look at this, is if we want to understand our immune system, we actually have to go back to basics. And going back to basics is another way we say going upstream. And what that means is we actually want to go back and look at our cell, and we want to look at the functions of our cell and the processes of our cells. And what do they do to keep our body healthy? Because if at a cell level, we're not healthy, we're not going to be healthy at a disease level. And what we've been talking about is we all have this different ability to optimize what we call our cellular function. And I'll give you examples so you know what I'm talking about. A key cellular function would be something like inflammation. Another one would be detoxification, not the detox that we think about in juice fasts, but the ability of the body to clear toxins that are either being generated by the virus inside our body, or by exposure to pathogens like a virus, or to toxins or pollution, or foods that contain pesticides, etc. Another one is called oxidative stress. That's the ability to what we call quench free radicals, you know, the radicals that kind of attack our cells and attack our DNA. How good are we at being able to manage that process? And there's another process called methylation, a little bit more difficult to understand, but it's about how does our DNA stay healthy? How does our DNA repair itself when it has been damaged by a toxin? How do we optimize these core cellular processes? Now, when I use the word core cellular processes, I can use another word, which is inbuilt defense mechanisms. And that's what we really want to do. We want our inbuilt defense mechanisms to work as optimally as possible, to be able to fight off COVID, but if we do contract it, to protect ourselves against the most damaging effects of COVID. Because actually, the virus isn't what's causing the damage to us, it's the body's reaction to the virus, if that makes sense. So when the virus comes in, we get this huge inflammatory response, which is trying to kill the virus. But actually, it's the inflammatory response, which is actually doing a lot of damage to our body, particularly around our respiratory systems, our lungs and our breathing. So how do we work with our body instead of against it? How do we get our body to heal itself rather than trying to think that by taking a supplement or a high dose of something or a special juice concoction that we're able to do it? And so the big question is, how do we enable almost the nature within our body to be able to fight off the virus, and how do we optimize that? To do that, we need to understand what is our innate level of optimization. So I might have really efficient detoxification. Yours might be a little bit more compromised and need some work. And if I can understand where we're sitting in that cellular processes, those inbuilt defense mechanisms, we can then work on a diet plan, a lifestyle plan, a nutrition plan to really what we use the word upregulate. And the reason we use that word is because we want to switch on genes. We want to switch on the genes that will help you heal your body yourself.
3x4 Genetics is able to test an individual's personal immunity to establish exactly what your immune system needs to work on.
Irrespective of whether you're coming from a weaker point of view, say you have an inherent diabetes, or you have had asthma in your life, or you're coming from a healthy space, like in your case, how do I give you the tools to bolster your immune system, to make it fighting fit? So all the processes that make your immune system as optimal as possible, fighting fit, ready for that toxin, ready for that pathogen, ready for that virus. If I could give you those tools, if I could give you those insights, if I could tell you what you need to do, then when you are exposed to the virus, which is a very big likelihood in the coming months, your body will be ready to be able to switch on the right genes to ensure that when we get this response to the virus, it doesn't overwhelm your body and your body is able to recover better or faster. Doesn't mean you won't get sick, but it can decrease your recovery time and increase your ability to be able to manage these side effects of the virus. 3x4 produces a genetic report based on who you are and how you respond to your world and your environment, your diet, your lifestyle, exercise. And we work with 190 different practitioners that we've trained and educated around South Africa to be able to interpret our genetic report and obviously offer you a personalized nutrition solution rather than kind of general guidelines.
While this is by no means a cure for COVID-19, it does provide South Africans with a more proactive approach to their health in these very uncertain times.